Greetings. I see you're back for some more scary stories to tell in the dark. Wonderful. I do hope that your Halloween plans are going accordingly. But for now, I do hope that you've enjoyed the audios presented to you this week. As you know, I will be cranking these out as quickly as possible. But in the meantime, I have a selection for you. Not a very large selection, mind you. But they are very good. The wonderful thing about this tome, it is an amalgamation of folklore and, well, many of these stories that you'll hear may sound familiar. Urban legends from wherever you have been. Creepypastas, perhaps, for those of you who scour the internet for such things. Before there was creepypasta, however, there were folk tales like these. That is why I cherish this book. Oh yes, this treasury has gone a long way for me. But enough of the preamble. Let us, as they say, get to the amble with our first story. High Beams. The girl driving the old blue sedan was a senior in high school. She lived on a farm about 8 miles away and used the car to drive back and forth. She had driven into town that night to see a basketball game. Now she was on her way home. As she pulled away from the school, she noticed a red pickup truck follow her out of the parking lot. A few minutes later, the truck was still behind her. "I guess we're going in the same direction," she thought. She began to watch the truck in her mirror. When she changed her speed, the driver of the truck changed his speed. When she passed a car, so did he. Then he turned on his high beams, flooding her car with light. He left them on for almost a minute. "He probably wants to pass me," she thought. But she was becoming uneasy. Usually she drove home over a back road. Not too many people went that way. But when she turned onto that road, so did the truck. "I've got to get away from him," she thought, and she began to drive faster. Then he turned his high beams on again. After a minute, he turned them off. Then he turned them on again and off again. She drove even faster, but the truck driver stayed right behind her. Then he turned on his high beams again. Once more, her car was ablaze with light. "What is he doing?" she wondered. "What does he want?" Then he turned them off again. But a minute later, he had them on again, and he left them on. At last, she pulled into her driveway, and the truck pulled right behind her. She jumped from the car and ran to the house. "Call the police!" she screamed at her father. Out in the driveway, she could see the driver of the truck. He had a gun in his hand. When the police arrived, they started to arrest him, but he pointed to the girl's car. "You don't want me," he said. "You want him." Crouched behind the driver's seat, there was a man with a knife.